So we have quite a varied schedule for the next 20 minutes, but we're kicking off with Stefan talking about OpenStreetBrowser. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Stefan from Vienna, Austria. I'm involved with the OpenStreetMap for about 11 years or so after I bought my first GPS receiver. And soon after I started playing with the data and what came out was the OpenStreetBrowser, which has its third or fourth iteration now. I just want to show you what you can do with it. So you get a normal map view, and on the left you have these categories. For example, you get everything which has some, which is gastronomy, like restaurants, bars, fast food, cafes, whatever. And so it was a bit faster because I pre-cached the data, so we don't have to wait for the data. And yeah, you can click there, and then you see it's the camps. It has, we don't know what kind of cuisine it has. It has an address, has a website, opening hours, and stuff. Here we are. And there are like a variety of categories, the shopping, craft, leisure, children amenities like playgrounds, toy shops, and restaurants which have a toilet with a diaper changing table and all things that are useful. I want to show you some special integration which the OpenStreetBrowser has. This is in culture, objects that have some Wikipedia article will get an image, or Wikipedia, Wikidata, Wikimedia Commons image. There are, maybe you know there are several ways to tag objects from the Wikimedia group. And so here it's just the Wikipedia tag. Oops. Different example is, here there's the S-printing horse, and as you can see, it has a Wikidata. Maybe, I guess you are not aware with Wikidata because I also just found out about it recently. Wikidata is a platform which connects several Wikipedia, Wikimedia Commons projects. You can go to wikidata.org, and when I choose this ID, which is some, it's Q and some number. And if I go there, then it shows me the image, a location, and the commons category. And so this is a data which is passed by OpenStreetBrowser to give you this slideshow here. Yeah. What you also can do is you can filter in the categories for special types, like I'm only interested in fountains, or I'm only interested in galleries. Other things that are interesting, this is the max speed map of this region. So you see the green lines are 30 kilometers, the orange are 50. It even understands the MPH if it's tagged correctly. So it's really cool. What I am recently interested in is the start date of buildings and other objects. You see the gray buildings don't have a start date set, so most of them. There are just a few. Here's a synagogue which was built in 1994. And there's an older church. Apparently, it was built in 1717. So there are some cities around the world which are colored very bright because so many buildings are mapped with a start date, but this is quite some work to do. So if you're looking for something which you want to map, you can map Wikidata tags, upload images of artwork and buildings and memorial plates, and map start date. Do you still have a minute? Yes, so if you are really interested in the OpenStreet browser, you could even design your own categories. There is a website, openstreetbrowser.org/dev, where you can register. It looks a little bit like GitHub. It's GitT. It's a clone of GitHub, basically. And it's there you can create these JSON files which have a category definition. For example, this would be the children category. Make it a bit bigger. I think I broke it. Oh, that's good. That's good. So it's a category. These are the queries which it uses, like nodes, ways, and relations, leisure playground, summer camp, indoor play, a few shops, toilets with diaper, and kids areas. Then there's a description which So depending on the type of object, it will choose the correct translation, markers, and a map key. Even the filters are mapped here, and which is, if you click on edit, you would even get some, it's not so usable in that size, some UI where you can, which helps create these categories. So, but if you are really interested, then please come to me after the talk and I can show you how it is being done. Yes, thanks.
Perfect, thank you so much for that. As I said, we're going to do questions right at the end. So next we have Ariane talking about state of the map in Southeastern Europe.
Hi, I'm Marianit. I come from Kosovo with an organization called Flusk, and I'm here to present State of the Map Southeast Europe, which we are organizing on the 25th to 27th of October in the beautiful prison, city of Prizren, much like this one, ancient and with lots of culture in Kosovo. We've been around since 2009 organizing or working on OpenStreetMap activities, so we're doing lots of, we've been doing lots of mapathons, edits online. Unfortunately, this is our first time being present here. Our activities have increased dramatically this year, and we have a full plan of activities for next year as well, working on OpenStreetMap meetups, mapathons, data imports, and working with different authorities like government. We have a very lively OpenStreetMap Telegram group. It's very lively, not always on OpenStreetMap, and I think that makes it fun. So you're welcome. You are all welcome to drop by and say hi there. So the conference is our first big thing on OpenStreetMap. We're trying to get as many people from the region to come to PRISM and make connections. Learn. We're trying to convert as many GIS people, traditional GIS people, into OpenGIS. And we're also bringing computer science students and some OSM mappers that are in the region. But of course, we're not limited to that. Anybody can join. We are organizing it in a former military, German military camp. As you know, Germany was present after the war in Kosovo with their peacekeeping force, and now it's a great camp that has been left there for us to do this great thing. The call for speakers is still ongoing for a few more days, so you're welcome to go to that website and fill the call for speakers. It's really simple. It's a really simple next slide process, and we promise to be as supportive of you as possible when on your way there. If you need support, travel support, we can do that. We are also offering accommodation there, so pretty much everything is covered if you need to be there. But also, if you just want to come by and attend and see the country, travel a bit around, you're welcome to do that. We have organized transport from the region, so that includes Tirana, Skopje, Podgorica, and Belgrade, so the capitals of our neighboring countries. Okay, so this is all from us. If you have any questions, we are around wearing these bright orange t-shirts. You cannot miss us, so come by and just say hello or talk to us how to come and speak in prison. Thank you.
Hello. Thanks so much. I think it's really cool that you have transport. I've never known that before in an event. So next we're going to have planning urban accessibility with OSM.
Alessandro Sarretta. I'm talking short talk about how we used OpenStreetMap for planning urban accessibility for disabled people in the city of Padua, who founded this project together with the patronage of the Wikimedia Italia. And the topic was the so-called PEBA, is a plan for elimination of architectural barriers. And it's a legislative tool, so it's not only a project, so the output is an administrative legislation, a bounding one. The aim was to ensure for full accessibility of urban paths, spaces, and buildings for all the people. And it had a wide participatory vision in the sense that we organized 10 meetings for citizens to select the areas where to map accessibility elements, and 10 mapping events to collect information. We OpenStreetMap has been selected, has been chosen as the core tool for mapping accessibility elements. It's not used for a background, but from the beginning, we chose to go directly on OpenStreetMap from the beginning to the end of the process. using open geospatial tools for analyzing data and inputting data, starting from ground images through Mapillary, using field papers and Osman app for collecting information, and JOSM for editing, and OpenStreetMap plus QGIS for producing the final cartographic outputs of the project. This slide is just to tell you that usually, or more commonly, the approach to accessibility in OpenStreetMap is about information on buildings or shops, whether they are accessible to wheelchair. And the tagging system is quite simple. It's wheelchair, yes, no, limited. Plus, you can add information, some information on steps or bathrooms. But it's mainly focused on places where you can enter or not. We needed to go not specifically on that, but on footway, paths, crossings, sidewalks. So the tagging systems is not so simple, and we wanted to be more as quantitative as possible. Not using, we haven't really used the wheelchair tag, but try to focus on a tagging scheme considering all the elements of a sidewalk, of a crossing, or a, and you see here a table with some of the elements and how we interpreted them as useful for accessibility purposes. So smoothness, width, incline, height for the footways and paths. For the curbs, the height of the curbs, whether or not there is a tactile paving, or for the traffic signals, if there is a sound signal available, or whether there are obstacles in the sidewalk, in the path, to be described and included as an information for accessibility of the path. And the final outcome maps is something like that, where we have the paths, the crossings, the curbs, the obstacles with a degree of accessibility made directly from selecting that qualitative, quantitative information from the OpenStreetMap database and represented. This is one of the parts of the maps in the plan of the city. So it's OpenStreetMap at all. And some numbers, we used we collected more than 10,000 images in Mapillary. It's 40 kilometers of footway paths mapped, people involved, specific elements mapped, just to give you a rough idea of the effort. And just a suggestion, so one of the main things that we want also to try to improve is how to use this information in OpenStreetMap to have a route oriented to a disabled person, in this case through maybe Open Road Services that has a profile specifically usable for a wheelchair. And thank you. We have a poster in the poster sessions. You can download the poster at that link, and I'm available for questions.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So we have one more talk, and then we will do questions if people have them before heading over to the poster session. So very excited to introduce Sandra, who is going to be talking about crowd mapping for mental health awareness. So yeah, looking forward to hearing about it.
Hello? Okay. I have presented this at the HOT Summit, but I was hoping to share this with more people and gather more help, on especially on the project's mapping platform. So anyway, just a background. Surveys show that there is a very low percentage of people who seek professional help for their mental health. So the reason for this mostly is because of the stigma on mental health and the discrimination against people who have mental health problems. So people are ashamed or afraid to share to other people that they might be having problems on mental health, let alone seek help or ask for any information on how to seek professional help. So what we wanted to do with this project is to show where the nearest help is. So if there's a map, I could easily look for the places where to ask for professional help, and the so the information would be there. I will show later what the basic information we wanted to show on the map are. So, and the idea is for anyone anywhere with internet access to view the map and contribute to the map too if they have additional places that they want to add to the map to help other people too. So what we did first is to list all the available sources, all the information that are available in the Philippines, the mental health services and resources that are available, and these are the important information one might need when looking for professional help. So name, doctor, so on and so forth. And this is the mapping platform. I'm going to quickly show it to you. So if you want to add a map here, anyone can just click edit and then add a point there. And the details that one might need can be added here. I don't have any coding background, so I just tried to learn this all very quickly through the help of GitHub and all the other resources. And anyway, anyone can also locate their location. So if, for example, I'm at a clinic right now and it's not yet mapped, I could also add the location. This uses geolocate, leaflet control locate, and then OSM geocoder for the search tool. And the data here is stored to OCartoDB via SQL. So anyway, if anyone just wants to check information that's available near them, the points also show these data. So there, if anyone needs or if anyone here wants to contribute or add information or help improve that platform, please reach out. I'll show the details later too. And anyway, aside from this platform, we also conduct mapathons, and for this we use MapContrib, and we also teach the basics of open street mapping, and then use MapContrib with these default tags, so healthcare and psychotherapy. So since these are points, we also made default the indoor. Yeah. So there, our first mapathon was held last May, and these are the map points so far. Yeah. So from these maps that I alone was mapping, this is now the map where it's more collaborative, and it also provides purpose based on feedback from other mental health advocates. It somehow provides purpose for those with mental health problems. They feel that they can help more to the community and to those who are to have the same problems. And these are also the other mapping projects on our website. So it's called Mapping Emotions. It encourages people to share their mental health stories to show that mental health occupy space, it's real, and to also provide hope for those undergoing the same problems. And this one is here. It's for those people who's willing to listen to anyone undergoing mental health problems. So most of the people here just input their Instagram or Twitter accounts or social media accounts because they are willing to have to be reached out by other people who, for example, most people have suicide ideations and it comes at any time. So some of these people need someone to talk to. So they could just look here in the map and then see who's near them and how can they contact them, and they can talk to them anytime. So there, if you pull requests are welcome, I'm sorry. Here. Yeah, so here, just please contact us, and the GitHub username is this, mental health awareness. Thank you.
Amazing, thank you so much. So wondering if maybe all of the Lightning presenters could come to the front, and then just if we have questions, we can go and ask them. I'm sure people are very keen to get to the drinks and nibbles and the poster event, so we'll keep it relatively short. If you have a question, you've got one mic over there, one mic here, and please wait for us to get to you. Anybody want to go first?
A question to the Kosovo conference people. Is the logo that you have on the T-shirt, is that the region? Can you show the T-shirt? Is that Southeastern Europe?
More or less, we always have the difficulty identifying the region, where it stops, where the Balkan stops, where the Western Balkan stops. Many people don't want to be in the Balkans, actually, but more or less we're trying to represent that, stylistically or artistically.
Thank you.
I have a question for Sandra, just around what is the kind of extent of the project?
Currently, the map center is on the Philippines, and the available data is within the Philippines. But we could also add data from other places. Yeah, from all over the world.
Perfect. Any last questions, or should we close there? No. Okay, perfect. Thank you, everyone, for coming, for staying till 6. And the next event is in the Mathematicon building. So see you all over there. Thanks to our presenters.